It's Tuesday, October 8th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has learned that a Christian Bible school in the Kachin state of Myanmar was raided by the military and police, and a teacher was held on dubious charges. The hidden motive for the raid appears to be the Christian opposition to the drug trade. The Early Rain Covenant Church in China still faces persecution. Pastor Wang Yi is still facing trial. Plus, the officials are threatening to take the children from their parents. Not only do the police regularly threaten the members, but property management has shut off their water and electricity. Some have been forced to move 3 or 4 times. In addition, the police have arrested 300 members of the church since last November. However, they are thankful that God has protected more than a dozen pregnant mothers with their unborn children in the congregation. We've received reports from Iran that 170 believers, most of whom are converts from Islam, were baptized in September. Elam Ministries is now printing 400,000 Persian Bibles and hopes to distribute 1,000 Bibles right away. Iran's Christian church is the fastest-growing church on earth, according to Operation World, although 99% of these local churches are underground, with 8 to 12 members in each. Support Bibles for Iran at 419fund.com. Mobs in Ecuador are angry because the government is pulling back on subsidies for fuel and reducing government jobs, leading vandals to destroy 12 ambulances in their anger. This was part of a $4.2 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund that was tied to requirements for a little belt tightening for the socialist country. Reuters reports that police have made 477 arrests in the riots. President Trump announced a withdrawal of about 1,000 U.S. troops from Syria, creating a stir both here and abroad, reports the Associated Press. This represented about 0.5% of the 200,000 U.S. troops stationed around the world. Turkey appears ready to invade Syria to include the Kurdish rebels who, up to now, were allied with the U.S. On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a Trump ally, tweeted, quote, "This decision to abandon our Kurdish allies and turn Syria over to Russia, Iran, and Turkey will put every radical Islamist on steroids. Shot on the arm to the bad guys, devastating for the good guys," end quote. World Magazine reports that over the last 25 years, certain teen challenge organizations across the country have invited state licensure and funding. This resulted in a limitation on those organizations for presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power behind the group since David Wilkerson founded it in 1959. However, the National Teen Challenge Organization will be requiring any group seeking state licensing to do so under other names beginning on January 1, 2020. David's brother Don Wilkerson has been most vocal in his opposition to state licensing and funding. Don said, quote, "Those entering the program need to be surrounded 24/7 in a spiritual atmosphere that addresses those issues," end quote. There are 200 Teen Challenge centers in America and 100 more in other nations around the world today. Business Insider has crunched data on things like crime, drug addiction, commute times, household income, natural disasters, and identified the most miserable cities in America. Most of them are in California, New Jersey, and Florida. Topping the list, Miami County, Riverside County, Los Angeles County, and Essex County in New Jersey. The very worst places in America remain Gary, Indiana, outside of Chicago, Port Arthur, Texas, outside of Houston, and Detroit, Michigan. Practically all of the 50 worst cities in America vote Democrat. They are predominantly Catholic areas or largely unchurched. These cities need Jesus badly. Paul spoke of the pagan city of Ephesus. "At that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Ephesians 2:12-13. Todd Starnes, America's foremost Christian conservative commentator, is no longer with Fox News. Last week, Starnes stirred up a little controversy when he questioned whether the Democrats pray to the real God in a conversation with Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas on Fox Radio.
You know, we just assume they're praying to God. I'm not quite sure. I don't know, Dr. Jeffress. I mean, they booed God, tried to vote him out of the party platform. I mean,
well, apparently the God they worship is the God of the pagan God of the Old Testament, Moloch, who allowed for child sacrifice. I mean, the God of the Bible doesn't sanction the killing of millions and millions of children in the womb. I think the God they are worshiping is the God of their own imagination.
According to The Wrap, Starnes' three-hour news radio program, as well as his Fox Nation program, were axed from the Fox lineup. John 3, verse 21, is a good reminder. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. And finally, scientists have identified some of the common means by which germs are spread. Flushing the toilet with the lid up will spread microbes 6 feet in diameter, reaching toothbrushes, towels, and other items in the bathroom. Oh, my. However, the germiest place in the house remains the kitchen sink and that sponge, famous for retaining hundreds of varieties of microbes. Researchers recommend replacing sponges once a week. Also, among the most contaminated germy places in the kitchen, the water reservoir for your coffee maker. And one more thing. Keep those pet toys away from the mouth of your two-year-old. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.